Watch, Mom Comes Out of Induced Coma, Meets Baby Girl, Best Mother's Day Ever. By Amy Furr on May 9, 2020. A woman in Hackensack, New Jersey, is celebrating more than just being a mom for Mother's Day this year. After days of battling the Chinese coronavirus, Donna Molina's fever spiked to 103 degrees on March 30 and she was rushed to Hackensack University Medical Center for treatment, according to Pix11. I was in an induced coma for 11 days. I was intubated and on a ventilator, she recalled. Although pregnant women seem to be at the same risk for contracting the disease as other adults, they should take every precaution to guard against it, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. Pregnant people have changes in their bodies that may increase their risk of some infections, the agency noted. Just before she went into the coma, doctors performed an emergency C-section on April 2 to protect Molina's baby girl, Harley, whose birthday was supposed to be June 10. They did an emergency C-section, and that's the last thing I remember, 'cause then after that I was out, she explained. Following 2 weeks on the ventilator, the young mom began showing signs of improvement and eventually made a complete recovery. However, it was not until she tested negative twice for the coronavirus that she was allowed to meet her beautiful little girl for the first time. Video footage showed the emotional moment when a nurse laid Harley in her mother's loving arms. "I wish I could kiss her," she said, crying. "Her little feet, her little hands. Just so amazing how someone so small can pull through and survive." Harley weighed 3 pounds at birth but quickly grew to 5 pounds, 3.8 ounces, and is expected to go home with her parents in 2 weeks, according to ABC7. "The hospital was amazing. They worked on me, they didn't give up. They took care of me in the ICU. They saved her life, which was most important to me, was to save my daughter's life," Molina said. "And here we are, together, two survivors. The best Mother's Day ever," she concluded.